now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, otherwise known as Pastor Roland. I bid you welcome to this very special program. See, a lot of people in this world would love to talk to a pastor or to hear what a pastor has to say. But, A, they don't have a pastor, or B, they don't go to church, or C, they don't want to go to church, or D, they have a bad, a negative notion about what pastor is. Now, I'm a little bit different. I'm a little different pastor. I don't have a church, for example. I'm on the internet, and I help people. I've always helped people via my radio program and now via the internet. And I don't have a church you can't join. So, right away, some of you who'd love to hear what a pastor has to say about things can take delight in that, because I'm not going to try to get you to join a church or something, because I don't have one. Now let's take a look at the kind of questions that I got this week. Some of the questions that I got this week at my blog, which is mypastorchat.com, mypastorchat.com. A question came in from a person who said, "How do I get saved? How do I get saved?" Well, that's a very good question. And I'll give a brief answer, okay? A brief answer to how do I get saved. You see, when you say, "How do I get saved?" then the question comes, saved from what? You see, saved from what? Well, being saved is a big thing. It's a really big deal. And it's not something you can just slap on. It's not something you can just say a few words and then all of a sudden you're saved. Now, in a sense, being saved starts instantaneously, but it's an action of God. But then it continues for a long, long time. The process continues of a long, long time, because there's a lot involved in being saved. Now, being saved from what? Well, first of all, and this is something that a lot of people miss, being saved from death. You know, in the Bible, Paul says, you know, death, you know, in the twinkling of an eye, you know, will all be changed, will be transformed. And, and then he says, "Oh, death, where is thy sting?" You know, well, we're saved from death. Now, that's something that people tend to miss. We forget the fact that we're all under a death sentence. It would be nice to be saved from death, wouldn't it? Well, being saved, it has that component to it. Now, what else are we saved from? Well, how about saved from lies? See, if you are misled, see, if somebody lie, if you were told a lie and you believed a lie, and then you go ahead and do what they say, or take what they say, or follow the regimen that they say, or do what they say, well, you could end up in very dire straits indeed, if it turns out that it's a lie. You see what I mean? So being saved means being saved from lies. Now, so those are only two things that we need to be saved from. So I hope that will intrigue you and make you want to listen in and find out a bit more. So that was a question that I got. And then another question that I typically get from people, which I got, and you know, is it a sin to wear makeup? Is it a sin to take alcohol? Is it a sin to, you know, to take drugs? Is it a sin to smoke marijuana? Is it a sin to have a tattoo? You know, that's a very frequent type of question that I get. Well, I will answer that question. I will answer it after this important announcement. So please stay tuned.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. Today's program is a little look in my inbox. We're looking at my inbox to see what kind of questions I got this week. And one person said, how do I get saved? Well, I just barely scratched the surface on that one. I didn't talk about the process of salvation. See, that's even more important. See, maybe I should talk about the process of salvation so that you might see that, well, perhaps at some point you stepped forward and said some words and, you know, somebody said something and then you said something and they all slapped you on the back and then you went around and told everybody that you were saved, but you didn't feel saved. You know, have you ever seen, like, if you go to Burger King or... the one that comes to mind is Burger King, and then you have kids there that are having a birthday party or something, right? Well, they have this little crown that, you know, that's made out of cardboard. It's kind of a gold-colored crown, and then you put it together, join it at the back so it's round, and you put it on top of your head. So there's a little kid with a crown on, so he feels like a king or a queen. Well, that's nice, but is he really a king or a queen, you see? So the question is, if you said a few words and everybody slapped you on the back and said you were saved and you went around and told everybody that you were saved, does that mean that you're really saved? Well, probably not. Now, you see, that's very threatening. That's very threatening to people. See, the truth is always threatening. People don't like the truth. For the most part, the truth makes people uncomfortable. And so they shy away from it. But you see, that's the mistake. That's the big, big, big mistake that we all make. We don't want to feel uncomfortable. We don't want to be shamed. We don't want to admit that we're wrong. See? How many of us like to admit that we're wrong? See, we don't like to. And we don't like to be shamed. And we don't like to our little illusions dashed. You see what I mean? We don't want to feel uncomfortable. And so we shy away from the truth. But when you shy away from the truth, you're shying away from that which can save you. Now see, we're back to that word again, to be saved. To be saved from what? Well, let's just say that whatever being saved is, it obviously, because the early Christians, they knew it meant being saved from death. See? And so... there's got to be a lot involved because there's a lot of things that that can lead to our death. You know, in the wrong place at the wrong time, hanging around the wrong crowd. You know, you can take drugs and have a dirty needle, or have unprotected sex and get AIDS. See, or you could take a vaccine and have an adverse reaction to it. Or what else? Take some drugs and have some really bad side effects. You know, like some of these, I can't even think of the name of them now. People took them and then years later they found out that they were having an increase in, I don't know what, liver damage or heart attacks or, you know, there's just so many of them. I can't keep track of them anymore. See, any of those things can contribute to your ultimate demise. See what I mean? Not to mention just being resentful and angry and upset all the time. That's not helpful. See? So there's just so many things. There's no use going down the long list of things that are bad for us. But see, we need to be saved from lies and from deceit and from all these things we need to be saved from. And death. See? Not to mention, how would you like to be saved from unhappiness and from suffering and from confusion and from doubt? Wouldn't it be nice to be saved from doubt so you could be sure? Well, now you understand what it means. The truth shall make you free. But see, if you don't like the truth because it makes you uncomfortable, if you don't like the truth because it spoils your party, see, or it dashes your illusions, or you're wrong. See, if the truth came along and said, well, you've been believing in this theory here, you've been believing in communism, or you've been believing in global warming, or you've been believing in this or believing in that, and now truth is, it's not true. See, are you willing to admit, or you've been believing in some politician? See, some politician that now you find out that some evidence comes forward that he's not really as wonderful as you think. Well, are you willing to admit you're wrong? Are you willing to say, well, you know, I was wrong about that? Or are you going to stubbornly cling to what you believed because you don't want to admit you're wrong? Well, see, that's the kind of stubborn pridefulness that, if a person is stubborn all the way to the end, then there's nothing that you can do for them. See, now that's why it talks about repentance. See, somewhere in the Bible, toward the end of some of the Gospels, I believe, you know, Christ says to go forth and baptize all nations and preach, salvation through repentance or repentance. Well, that means that repentance is a very big thing. There's apparently no salvation. We were talking about what does it mean to be saved. Well, one thing, it means to have been repented. It means to have been repented by God. So therefore, but what I was going to say is, what is repentance? What does that mean? It means having a change of heart. It means having a change of heart, a change of mind about things. See? Now, this is very important, so I'm going to stay with it. It's very important for all of you. I don't care whether you're Christian or you're not Christian, or whether you've been to church or you're not, or whether you hate Christianity because you encountered some Christians that weren't really Christians. See, it's like a person might encounter a policeman that's not a nice policeman. Then after that he hates policemen. That doesn't mean that all policemen are bad. There was one bad policeman, but a lot of policemen are nice. You see what I mean? So therefore, if you encountered a bad Christian or a bunch of Christians that didn't seem to be very nice, or a Christian church that didn't seem to be very nice. Well, never mind that. That's just an organization of humans. Those are human beings with feet of clay, you know. So never mind that. Let's talk about the pure thing. Let's talk about the pure thing. Never mind people. Let's forget about people. There's way too much people all the time. People, 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 people. Never mind people. Let's talk about God, and let's talk about repentance. I'll be right back. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Pastor Roland. This is Talk to a Pastor, a very special program called Talk to a Pastor. And today, I looked into my inbox to share with you a couple of questions that came in this week. One of them was, how do I get saved? So I started talking about it, and now I've reached a very, very important thing to talk about what it means to be saved and what is repentance, because that seems to be the key to being saved. That's what Christ said. That's what Christ said. So if he said it, it must be important. That's what John the Baptist did. He preached repentance, didn't he? And Christ said, there's no greater man born of woman than John the Baptist. So John must have been on to something. So let's talk about repentance. What does that mean? Well, first of all, repentance means that that a person is repented by God. Now, you cannot repent yourself. You are repented by God. Now, how does God repent you? How does that happen? You can't repent yourself. See, a lot of us try. Well, we cry crocodile tears, and we say mea culpas, and we blame ourselves, and we're angry at ourselves, and we try to improve ourselves, and we work on ourselves. See, well, that's just a typical ego way of saving pride. See, that's how we save our pride. Save face. No, that's just more of the same. More of ego pride, the thing that's gotten us in trouble in the first place. See, our pride. All right, now let's talk about repentance. God does it. Now, how are we repented? We are repented by the truth. We are repented by God's truth. And what is God's truth? Is that what you read in a book? No. Although the book or the scripture might bear witness to the truth. You know how people on the outside or words can bear witness to something? But no, the truth is God's truth, which is his light of truth. And this truth is truth with a capital T. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what truth is. Okay? Never forget, I heard this story. I'll never forget it. A man who was doing a lot of volunteer work in the community. And he had a little daughter at home. And he was always gone. Every night he was gone to volunteer. And he went out in the community and he volunteered and he did a lot of good and he helped people and all that kind of stuff. Or he thought he was doing good. But he was always out in the world, busybodying out there. And all of a sudden, they were sitting at dinner one evening and then he made the comment to his wife that he was going to go over to do some more volunteer work, and his little daughter was there, and she said, "Oh, Daddy, you're not going to be gone again, are you?" And when she said those words, it pierced his heart. It struck, you know, a chord. And all of a sudden he realized that he was neglecting his own daughter. He was neglecting his own family because he was out in the world being Mr. Goody Two-Shoes out in the world. And from that moment on, he began to spend a lot more time with his family. Doesn't mean he couldn't still do nice things out in the community. He did. He took them along, but he cut back. He was there for his daughter. He was there for his daughter after that. Now, the words of his daughter awoke him to realize the truth. He saw the truth internally. He realized it. Because of her words. See, now her words were not the truth, but they bore witness to the truth. But when he awoke, see, to the truth, he realized it. And it was the truth inside of him that changed him. He was changed by the truth that he realized. See, the truth was always there. The truth was always there, which it was his conscience. See, we know it as conscience, what we wordlessly know in our heart. So wordlessly in his heart, but finally he realized it, and that's when the truth penetrated. In other words, God's light of truth penetrated within. And he was repented of that mistake. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So now do you see how we are repented by the truth? Why it's a change of heart, change of mind. Now, you see, what would have happened a lot of times most of the time, what would have happened in a typical family, typical mom, typical dad, typical little child sitting there. And you know how little children, what do they say? Out of the mouths of babes, you know, comes forth the truth. Well, a lot of times little children, they speak the truth. They speak it spontaneously. I remember one time when I was a boy, I don't know, 12, 13 years old. And my stepdad was there. He had just arrived on the scene. He was a decent guy, don't get me wrong. I almost want to tell this story because he was basically a decent guy, very decent guy, and I'm glad he was there. But I'm just telling you this because this is typical, and it makes my point, and that is they were saying something about my real father. He and my mother were making some negative remark, my real father, and I said, don't make fun of my dad. This was at the dinner table. Well, immediately, he surged forward and bared his teeth, and there may have been a raised fist, I'm not sure, and an angry voice and red and face, and don't you ever tell me what to do, you know, that sort of thing. Well, that's our typical reaction when we are exposed. When the truth shows that we are wrong, we become angry. Why do we become angry? Because that's our way of defending ourselves against truth. See? All right. Now, so the truth is always there, but we don't want to see it. We don't want to hear it. And the more lies that you accept, the more false things that you believe, the more wrong people you follow, the more wrong spirit you follow. See, the more mistakes you make as you go through life, the wronger you become, the greater error you fall into, the greater mistakes pile up, the greater problems pile up, and the less you want to see, you want the truth, then you just want symptom removal. But if someone should come along with the truth, it's very painful to your ego. See? So we are prideful. And we don't want to admit we're wrong. But I tell you truly, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you truly here, right now, that unless a man repent and be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Unless a woman repent and be born again, she cannot enter into the kingdom of God. See? You see how repentance is the very first and important thing? Remember what I said, you can't repent yourself, God does it, so, but all you can do is yearn and hope and pray that one day he'll do it. Or one day your pride will be softened and you're willing to admit. I'll give you another classic example of the truth saving somebody. A very nice man, took his daughter was at, I think it was some kind of daycare. And his daughter kept trying to, there was something wrong. Something was wrong. He didn't know what it was. And his little daughter said she didn't like something about that daycare. She couldn't put words on it. Just a little child, you know, 3 years old or four or something. But one day he was taking his daughter to daycare and she clung to him
She put her arms around his neck and clung to him, shaking and clinging to him. And in that moment, he realized that he must not take his daughter to that daycare. He realized it. And he never took his daughter there again. You see. Well, later on, years later, he found out that there were some horrible things happening. Some awful, 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 horrible things were happening there. His daughter was saved because he realized the truth. His daughter awoke him to the truth, and he followed it, and he was, and his daughter were safe. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's program about what does it mean to be saved. I began to talk about repentance. You repented from within. That's why you should go to my website. Go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, to find out about our meditation. It teaches you how to become still so that you might realize the truth and be saved by the truth, the light of truth, God's truth, from within, God's wordless truth within. Okay? All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's little discussion. A very excellent one. You should listen to it again and again. You can go to the archives. Go to commonsensecounseling.org and listen to it again and again. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.